It's Thursday, the day of the week that we talk budget-friendly events, things happening across Metro Atlanta that won't cost you an arm and a leg. And to guide us, as always, Shane Harrison of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Good afternoon, Shane, and happy 4th of July.
Well, happy 4th of July to you, too.
Well, Shane, I understand that today you're going to give us some, let's say, non-firework, non-marching band sort of alternatives to this holiday weekend.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the 4th falling on Thursday sort of leaves a little dead zone there after the holiday. And the weekend isn't packed with events, but there are things that you can do. And starting out with the Fernbank Forest Night Walk, this is a great little educational thing that they're doing on Friday night. It starts at 7:30 at the Fernbank Museum of Natural History. And if you know that area of town, you know there's quite a lot of growth there, natural wonders. It's a really pretty part of town. And the educators at Fernbank will take you on a guided tour through some of the forests there nearby. And you'll get to see, you know, hopefully some of the wildlife that's there and, you know, just take in the plants and the trees. It's really a beautiful place. And this is a really good chance to learn about some of the things that surround you that you see all the time, but you may not really notice.
Do the folks at Fernbank giving any advice as it comes to what we should bring or shouldn't bring, a flashlight or
well,
anything?
No, they tell you to go and check their website, and they will tell you, give you all the guidelines about what you need to bring. The walk is suitable for ages 8 and up, and the tickets are $10 for non-members, but if you're a member of Fernbank, it's just $5.
Shane, as we emerge from the woods, where are you taking us next?
Well, actually, let's go to Marietta, where they celebrate America every year with the Motown sound. It's one of our most precious natural resources, I think. The Motown sound that we created here in America, in Detroit, of course, the Supremes, the Temptations, the Four Tops, all of this beautiful music, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, all these great artists who created these really indelible songs that, you know, everyone knows.
Mm-hmm. Now if you feel that you can't go on, because all of your hope is gone, and your life is filled with much confusion, until happiness is just an illusion.
And the Earl Smith Strand Theater has been celebrating this sound every year for the past 3 years. This is their third year doing this. That actually starts today, but it will be continuing through next weekend. So through July 14th, you'll have several opportunities to catch this show and celebrate America's independence in a little bit of a different way.
Well, Shane, before we let you out the door, I understand that we're heading back to the woods, or at least into a clump of trees, nonetheless.
That's right. That's right. The forest may not be quite as dense, but there are trees involved. Tree climbing in the park is going to be happening on Sunday. This is an introductory class for people who want to get into tree climbing. This is actually happening at Blackburn Park here in Atlanta, and they do this quite frequently on Sunday. So if you miss this one, you might check back with Tree Climbers International, because they do these introductory classes quite frequently. But you'll learn all about how to be safe in climbing the tree, and you'll also get a much better view of the world from high up in a tree than those of us just walking around on the ground get. It might not be great for those who have a little fear of heights, but for those of us who don't, it's really a thrill.
Shane, before we close, I think you have maybe a little patriotic extra.
Yeah, that's right. The Fantastic Fourth celebration at Stone Mountain Park is something that will keep the holiday going. For those of you who don't get to celebrate today, this will be going on all weekend, actually, Friday and Saturday as well. So if you don't get out to one of the fireworks displays today, you can check it out at Stone Mountain Park. That's going to be happening, of course, at dusk on Friday night and Saturday night. They'll be doing the 4th of July fireworks, just like if it was the 4th.
Shane, thank you so much for coming in on the holiday, and a happy Independence Day to you.
Well, thank you very much, and happy Independence Day to you, too.
Thank you. For more information about anything we've discussed over the past few minutes when it comes to budget-friendly events, find details and links at wabe.org/citycafe.